Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Luke chapter 5, and we're reading verses 17 to 26.
One day, as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law, who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem, were sitting there. And the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralytic on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up onto the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, "Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who could forgive sins but God alone?" Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, "Why are you thinking these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk?' But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home." Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today."
Our focus is on verse 21. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Who indeed? Little did the Pharisees realize just what they were acknowledging in this question. As Jesus clearly demonstrated, he has the power to forgive sins, so he was indeed God incarnate. There are many today who will deny Christ's deity so as to avoid the implications and challenges of God revealed in flesh and blood. Yet in so doing, they deny themselves the forgiveness that God alone can give. The journalist and novelist Margarita Lasky once said, "What I envy most about you Christians is your forgiveness. I have no one to forgive me." The burden of unforgiven sin weighs heavily on us, however much we pretend it doesn't matter, or however much time passes by. Many fit-looking people are going through life crippled by unforgiven sin. If that is you, then today is as good a day as ever to come to the one who can forgive and experience the healing and the freedom that his forgiveness brings. A prayer. Lord Jesus, I come to you today to ask for your forgiveness for my sin. Please wash me, cleanse me, as I trust in your death on the cross on my behalf. Put your Holy Spirit within me and let me know I am a child of God. In your name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.